But first, we turn to troubles in the school district's program for adult English language learners. The director of that program has been indicted on charges that she stole almost $300,000 from the program. Priscilla Rocha and several others stand accused of stealing hundreds of thousands of dollars, which included the theft of electronic equipment and wages. Rocha has been politically active in the Hispanic community, and her arrest caused the school district to scale back adult English language acquisition services. Joining us to discuss this case is Trevin Millard, education reporter for the Las Vegas Review-Journal. Trevin, welcome to the program.
Thank you.
Priscilla Rocha stands accused of stealing almost $300,000, but it wasn't just cash. What is she accused of taking from the school district?
She's accused of taking about 25 computers and equipment that was valued at like $13,000. Then you mentioned the money. She used $5,000 partially to buy a beauty salon. And then she also paid an employee who wasn't even there working. She was at the beauty salon she owned. These are all accusations, of course. But then there's tens of thousands of dollars that were given to what they were calling ghost employees, and also donated cash, $35,000, that she put in a bank account for a company she owns in California.
Sounds like a lot of different things were stolen and used for different purposes. From what we know now, was there an organized scheme here, or was this sort of a free-for-all at the expense of the school district?
Yeah, it just seems like something that was happening over 5 to 6 years, and she was doing different things during that time, not a like coordinated effort during that time, just things she was doing here and there. They're describing as enriching her and her son and friends.
Yeah, so who are the alleged co-conspirators? How many people were involved in this?
There's five of them. Priscilla's the main one. She's facing 26 counts of theft and 24 counts of unlawful use of public money. There's her son, Jerome, who lives in New Mexico. He's facing 10 counts. And then Donnie Plasencia. He was he's the main ghost employee who was being paid, even though he wasn't really working there. And then there's Andres Mendoza and Jamie Espitia.
So who, for those of us who don't know her, is Priscilla Rocha? What's her reputation in the community?
She's been known for many years. She's a very strong advocate for Hispanics in education. She was a member of the Nevada State Board of Education in the late 90s and the early 2000s. She leads a lot of groups supporting and advocating for Hispanics in education. And her program educates adults. That's a common misconception here. Is it's not this for the students. This is for adults, a program to teach them English and skills related with that to become productive members of society.
Now, according to an article in the Review-Journal, the program has been scaled back since the arrests were made in March. What is the state of adult English language acquisition services now?
It's still going on. Five of the members of the program, though, including her, are no longer a part of it, so they've had to bring other people in to run it. And it's, as you mentioned, it's kind of scaled back at this point, but it's still going.
Oh, tell us a little bit about it while we're at it here. What was the purpose of Adult English Language Acquisition Services? Who did it serve?
Well, it's a state-funded program. It's about $1 million a year. So they've used about a quarter of a year's budget, and she's diverted away from the program.
How were Rocha and her employees allegedly able to steal this much from the Clark County School District?
Well, that's a thing that the district will answer for, is how was it so unaware of this? It's not that it discovered on its own either. It had somebody tipped it off in December of last year and said, "We think there's a problem here, you should look into it."
There are other employees at the school district who've been suspended, though not arrested, in this theft. Is there any kind of indication that more arrests may be forthcoming?
That's what we'll have to wait for. The district said they're doing an internal investigation of those people. Like you said, there's no criminal charges there. And before this, they weren't giving any indication there were any charges coming for Rocha either. It's just kind of a surprise.
Trevin Millard is an education reporter for the Las Vegas Review-Journal. Trevin, thanks again for joining us.
You're welcome. Thank you, Dave.